Right, well, good afternoon. Can I have your full name, please?
Joan Amelia Gibben.
And a date of birth?
30th of March, 34.
Now then, what was your name before you got married?
Chalkley.
Iawn. Right, now then, can you give us a little bit about your background? Where were you born? What did your mother and father do?
I was born in Bryn Amlwg.
In Lycha?
No, Gosainen.
Gosainen, right.
Gosainen. And my mother was in the tin works, and my father was as well. She was working in the Mardy, opening tins, right. My mother was. And I think my father was as well.
Right. And what about brothers and sisters? Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had two brothers and two sisters.
And what did they do?
My oldest, my sister, well, she went into the ATS.
And she was during the war then?
They're during the war.
Right. They're older than you then, isn't she?
Yes, yeah. And my oldest brother then, he worked in the steelworks as well. I'm not sure my youngest brother. I think he went into the colliery, but he didn't stay there long.
Mm-hmm. So it was very much a working class background
yeah.
Working and your mother working in the tin works. Did she work when you were small then?
Or? Yeah, she was working when we were small, right. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Because that was very hard work.
Oh, it was hard work.
Right.
She was always coming home with cuts on her hands, and she had a steel in her eye one day
right.
as well. Yeah.
So it was quite dangerous.
Oh, it was dangerous, yes.
And which school did you go to?
Gosainen.
And did you stay on there? Did you go on to a secondary school?
No. I left when I was 14.
Did you have a chance to go on at all? Did you sit the scholarship?
No, well, we couldn't afford it those days, you know, so no, we couldn't go to Gowerton then, because our parents couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to leave school then.
Would you have liked to have carried on?
Oh, yes, I would have liked to have carried on, yes.
You enjoyed school, did you?
Yes.
Right, so you didn't, but you didn't have a chance to do
no.
that? Right. So, and what did you do when you left school then at 14?
I went to the laundry then. And then to the laundry.
This laundry was in Gosainen,
yeah. Mm. And then the dry cleaners, we went from there then.
This was a big laundry, was it?
Yeah, it was a big laundry, yes. And they had dry cleaners there as well. So we went on to the dry cleaning then after.
Where was the laundry in Gosainen? Where was it in the laundry? Was it in Gosainen?
In Gosainen itself, yes. Gosainen itself, where the market was.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry, not on the market, where it is now. And, I don't know the name of the street, but there. Well, as you go up to Frampton Road, not Frampton Road, what do you call it, by the school up there, up that
Frampton
road.
Frampton Road?
No.
Brighton other, Road?
Brighton Road,
uh-huh.
Up there.
Right.
So and just up there.
Who works there? Were mostly women working there?
No, it was men working there as well. Yeah, there was men working there.
Was that quite tough work for a young girl?
Oh, it was really tough, yes. You had to be on the go all the time there.
What did you do in the laundry?
Well, when we first started, I was ironing handkerchiefs. And then we went on the rollers for the blankets, you know, the sheets. And then we went to the dry cleaners then, so we were using the steamers, you know. So we went on that then after.
So this was after the war now?
Oh, yes, after the
war. 1948,
1950? Yeah, something like that, yeah, something like that it was.
So it was a kind of factory in a way, that
yes.
was as well,
oh, yes,
it?
It was a factory.
Do you remember how much you were paid?
No, I can't remember. I know it wasn't a lot, but I can't remember.
Okay.
There.
Right, so what happened afterwards? You were working in the dry cleaners. Did you get married?
Yeah, I got married then, 1955.
That was from the dry cleaners?
Yes,
you were working
yeah,
right.
Yes, from the dry cleaners then. And had a family after.
And how many children did you have?
I had five.
Mm-hmm.
And when the little ones started to go to school then, I went to look for a job. Mm-hmm. And that's where we went, me and two of my friends, to go part-time while the kids were in school. So we went to Fish and Price first for
so
a while.
So you were living now in Lycha at this time?
No, Gosainan.
Gosainan,
yeah,
right.
Gosainan.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, no. Yeah, I was living in Lycha then, because remember, no. Yeah, because I was living in Lycha. The house that we got was... My husband was born in the next door, so he hasn't moved far, so next door we were. And his mother and father was living there. But before we had that house, we lived with his mother and father before they had the council house.
Right, so the children, how old was your youngest child when you went then back to work?
Well, they were in school, I know. Because I didn't like to leave them on their own too young. I should imagine he would have been, say, 9, something like that.
What date was that? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember that date.
When was your son, youngest son, born?
1966.
So it'd be right, in the early 70s then that you went there, is it?
Yeah, yes, yeah, because... Right. I remembered after, it was 1973 that we were made redundant. So that's what I remembered when I looked it up. It was 1973.
So your first job then in the factory was in Fisher Price?
Fish and Price, yes.
And where was that? Where was the factory?
Not well, next door to Metoys. Mm-hmm. So just about next door to Metoys it was.
That's Forest Fach?
Yes, yes, okay. Forest Fach.
How did you get to work there then?
By bus. Sometimes if we might have a lift, but very rare, but we had to go for a bus then.
It was a service bus?
Yes.
Not a works bus?
Oh no, a service bus. Right. Didn't have a works bus then.
So you went, you decided, two or three of you together decided to go?
Well, two of us, yes, about three of us, but one didn't stay. She didn't like it, she only stayed one day. She didn't like it, so my other friend and I stayed then for a while, but she left as well. I don't think she went to Metoys, not sure. So
the three of you went up together. You hadn't? Did you have an interview or?
Yes, we had an interview. Yes, so we had that, but it was part time. It was up as 9 till 3. Because we can come home for the time the children come home from school, see? So that was a nice time. But of course, when we went over to Metoys, we had to go full time. It was a problem, but we did manage it then, yeah. Well, because the oldest girl, she was there to watch them coming home from school, and she was there to like come home from work, like, so they were all right. Otherwise, I would have to leave there if it was full time, because I was puzzling, you know, to stay really, because I was thinking of the kids there. But my daughter and my son as well, they said they'd watch them, so that's what I done. I went full time then.
So you were working part-time. Were there lots of others working part-time?
Oh, yes, a lot of us were part-time, yeah.
What did Fisher Price actually produce?
Wooden toys, things like that, you know. Well, they're still selling them now, and they were good toys, Fisher and Price. Well, it's very good toys. Yeah.
What were you doing there? You know, do you remember the exact job you were doing?
Well, we were on the line, we was, see, and... Yeah, I can remember when we were doing, the people will remember. No, the dogs that you pull, we were doing them, we were. And I can't remember the other ones, we were doing a lot of them.
So, do you remember what you were doing to this dog? Were there different parts?
Oh, yeah, different parts. Everybody was doing their different parts here. I'm not sure what can't remember. I think I was putting the wheels on, I'm not sure.
It goes up to the line,
see, till they come to the end, and then there's a supervisor then to see that there's no reject and nothing like that's on it as well.
So did you have any training at all?
No, we didn't have no training. Just told what to do and carry on.
Do you remember your first day there? And what sort of impression did that do on you?
Well, we were a bit nervous, because... The foreman, that we call, was there. I can't remember his name. We were all afraid of him. Because if the machine happened to break, we were afraid to tell him because he didn't like the machines to be broken. So we were calling the boys then to come and mend it for us. So that's what we were doing. He's all right to work with, but don't get the machines broken. He don't like that at all.
Is that because he had to produce
this
so much?
That's what I try as well, see.
Yeah. To produce so much work, time and motion,
yes, yeah.
Right, okay. Do you remember your, do you remember the first day at all, or you don't remember that?
No, not really, no.
How many other girls would have been working then on the line in that, in the room, you know, in the factory? Was it very big?
No, the Fisher Price wasn't that big, not as big as Met Eyes. Mm. It was very small. Well, not small, and it wasn't big. But Met Eyes was the biggest, what it was.
How many women have been working on the line? Can you sort of some idea?
Oh, no, it won't be, no, it won't be 10 and 20. It could be 10, but it won't be 20. Say about 10. Mm. 10 of us would be... It could be less, mind.
Right. Did you have to wear anything special to
wear? No, you didn't have to wear anything special. Just ordinary clothes.
Did you wear overall at all?
Not unless you put your own on, right. Like, you know, if you had your own, yes. But otherwise, no. Mm-hmm.
So did they make that whole dog or all the toy in the factory, you know, from beginning to end?
Oh, yes, from the beginning to the line up to the end then, see, but it's like this they were doing as well, but I can't remember what others they were doing. Can't remember.
So did they, you know, they must have got the parts from
somewhere. Oh, yeah, they get the parts, and then we got to send them them.
All right. So
yeah.
They didn't make the parts in the factory?
Oh, no, we just got to put them together, like,
right.
See.
And then was there a packing department?
Yes, a packing there as well at the end as well. Mm-hmm. See, after the supervisor or the one that's got that seat to that is good order, you know what I mean, is in good nick then. Mm-hmm. That there's nothing wrong with it. And then the packers do pack them up then, see.
Right, because today toys have to pass, you know, standard, don't they?
Yeah.
Was that the case then?
Oh, yes, they had to have to do that as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. They had to do that as well.
Right, so they were quite fussy about what
you
produced.
Oh, yes. Because any rejects, then they put it in another box then.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember how much you were earning at all? Because...
No, I can't remember how much I was earning. I know it was very small.
So why did you decide to go into a factory rather than to a shop to work at that time?
I don't know, we just suggested to go to a shop. That's what to come. Because plus we would be no good in the shop.
There was lots of factories at that
yes,
time.
Yes, it was a lot of factories. Well, yes, it was a loads down in... What was it? There was a sewing factory down there as well, and there was a few factories down there, really.
So you could have had a choice?
Oh, yeah, yes, there was loads down there.
Okay.
There was loads
and what was the attitude towards, you know, women who worked in factories? Were they all right to you? Or?
Oh, yes, they were good, yes. We all enjoyed ourselves there and had fun as well. Mm. Well, we had a lot of fun there, it was.
Yeah. When you were working then on the... when you had your wages, what did you spend your wages on? Was that something extra in the house?
Oh, yeah,
or was it the main?
Well, it was a bit extra to go out because my husband wasn't working. No, my husband wasn't working then.
Ah, right.
He wasn't working then.
So it was very important then?
Yeah, because I mean, it's to go the children and food as well, see? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it wasn't much, but it was something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if he was working and had good wages, I wouldn't have bothered to go to work. But he wasn't working at the time.
What was your husband's job?
Well, before he went bad, he was on the ashman, in the council, driving the ash lorries, he was then. And then he went to the steelworks in Pont y Dulles, Morgan and Rees. And then for a while, when he got better, yes.
So when he was ill, you know, that's when you went
to work. That's when I went to work then.
So it was important then?
Oh, yes, it was important then, because you had five children in there to bring up then, see?
Yeah.
So that's why I went out to work.
Mm. So when you were working, did you join the union at all?
Yes, we did join the union there, yes. Yeah, we did join. We had to join it then in those days, in the factories. Mm. Yeah, we did join
them. Was there some part of the wage that was taken out to for the union membership?
Oh, yes, we were taking some of that out as well, and stamps as well. But only half a stamp we were paying, because it was only part-time. We could have paid the full, but because we wasn't earning that much, we went half of it then, so... So it was half a stamp we were paying then at that time.
Did you have to clock in?
Oh, yes, we had to clock in,
and
yes.
And clock out?
And clock out, yes.
Right, so did you, when you clocked out, did you stop working straight away, or no? Or did you finish a job when you were...
Oh, no, well, we had to finish a job first, and we had to get them out. They give us a target to get out, and we had to do that target. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your bonus sort of thing, you know. So we had to do that before we could clock out anyhow, but we did manage it anyhow.
So it was so much a day?
Oh, yes, we had to get our target out. They tell us how many we're supposed to get out. We got to try and get that out.
Did you remember how much that was?
No.
Okay. And then the bonus was on top of your wage, was it?
Yes, if we have the bonus, we'd go on top of our wage then, see, to build it up a bit then, yes.
And when were you paid?
On the Friday.
Right, in cash?
Oh, yes, yes. Right. We'll prefer it in cash.
And do you ever go to the office, or how were you paid? Would they bring the...
No, they bring it out, they bring it around. I don't know if the supervisors, they think they bring them around for you in their packet ready for you.
Were you given pay rises, you know? Do you remember if the money went up at all?
No, I don't think it was only that the bonus was making it more in a way. It's the bonus, if you could get the bonus up.
How many years did you work in Fisher Price before moving to Metoy?
I don't know.
Are we talking about 4, 5, 6 years or more?
No, it couldn't have been that. Say 3 years. Mm. It was 3 years, I can't remember when they finished there.
So did you have holidays from the work?
No, I don't think we even bothered with holidays.
Is that because you were part-time, perhaps?
Yeah,
it
could be, yeah. Could
did you work in the holidays then, or did you have the holidays off, do you remember?
No, I can't remember.
School holidays?
No, I think we were working in school holidays. Because the children were looking after the small ones then. I think we were working on school holidays, yeah. Sure we were.
Right. Did you enjoy working there?
Yes, they were good, and they were good crowd there, you know. It was to them, yeah.
Were they, did you meet up with them, you know, socially at all?
Oh, yes, we went out for a meal and a drink sort of thing on Christmas time. Mm. And we all enjoyed, yeah. Don't ask me where we went, I can't remember. But it was a load of us, and we really enjoyed. Yeah. Yes.
It was women mostly then?
Oh, yes, women mostly, yes.
Were you supervised by a woman or by a man?
By the woman, by the woman, yeah.
Would you have liked to have been a supervisor?
No, too much responsibility on that, no.
Do you remember the supervisor, though? Was she quite strict, or...?
No, they were good. No, they were very good to us. They weren't nasty or nothing like that. If we'd done anything wrong, they'd just tell us, you know, where we'd gone wrong.
Was it noisy at all in the factory?
It was a little bit, not much, mind. It was, because there's machines there as well, like, see? So it was a bit, but not so much as all that. Mm.
And were you allowed to talk when you were working, or did you have to work?
No, we could talk. Yeah, we could talk, as long as we'd done the work. Mm. As long as it was going out, they don't care. Yeah, we were talking.
And I know you like singing. Did you sing at all as you worked?
No, I didn't. They didn't know I could sing.
And was there music on at all, do you remember?
Yeah, there was music on, but it was very cold there. It was cold in the winter there, but they did bring the machines out, and all this gas, but it was, you know, it was very sickly, and it was horrible. Mm. That's the only thing we could have, is to keep us warm. And of course, the summer then, they did bring us drinks around for us because it was so warm there, because we had nice summer then.
Mm.
And we were having free drinks then to cool us down a bit.
So which drinks were they then?
Squash, let's see. Yeah.
So why was it hot then there? You
know? Well, it was a glass up top as well, see.
Right.
It was, and
so
it wasn't much.
It was cold and
yes.
Summer it was
yeah.
hot. What about the union then? Did you come out and strike about that at all?
No, I don't think so. No, I can't remember coming out on strike there. No.
Was it in any way dangerous, you know, that the work, you know, that you could hurt yourself at all?
Because
you were talking about your mother and the tin works.
Oh, yeah, tin works,
but
yeah.
Was there any...
Well, perhaps it could be, if with some machines, if you got to watch them, yes. It is with some machines that you've got to watch where your fingers and things are going.
Mm. Were you hurt at all?
No, touch wood, no.
Right. And was there a nurse there?
Sorry?
Was there a nurse?
Oh, yes, a nurse was there, yes, a nurse was there.
So yeah. What did she do then if people weren't being hurt?
Well, they just put her in her office then and bandaged them up if they cut themselves or things, so they do things like that. Or if anybody taken ill, you'd send them home then, if anybody was taken ill.
She was there full time, was she?
Yeah, she was there full time, yeah.
Okay. What about the working day now? What, you know, you'd go in 9:30, did you have a break or dinner time or what happened?
Oh yes, we do have a break for dinner and things like that, yes, we have breaks there.
Did they have a canteen?
Yes, they got a canteen there. But I was taking my own food, because I didn't care much for the canteen food there. But I was buying sometimes, but majority I was taking my own.
Did you have a break in the morning as well, or in the afternoon, or because you were part-time now?
Well, we did in the summer. We were, because it was so warm there, we were having 10 minutes break, because it was so warm in the summer. 10 minutes break in the morning and afternoon as well.
Okay.
That's when we was over Metoys, when we were doing full time then, when he was working full time, that was.
Right, okay. So, but not in Fisher Price?
No.
Okay. Did the women smoke at all?
What
happened if they smoked? They couldn't smoke. Did they smoke in the factory or?
Oh, no, they didn't smoke in the factory, no. They had to go outside to smoke in the factories. Or in the canteen then, because it was at that those days. But outside, they have to do. They don't do it inside.
Right. You didn't smoke yourself.
No.
What about the toilets? Were there nice toilets there?
Yeah.
Say there were men now. There were men working.
Oh, yeah,
in the factory.
Actually, yes.
What were they doing?
Well, they were taking the toys and the trolleys and things, and I think some of them, because in the Metroids they had paint things there as well, see, to paint some of the toys, so mostly they were there. But I think some of the women have been doing that as well, what I was told, and some of the women was doing it as well.
Right.
Yeah, okay. In the paint shop there.
So if the men came into the factory in the lines where you were, did you tease them and provoke them? Was there a banter between the women and the men?
Some of them, we did tease some of them, yeah. They teased us back. Yeah, because they're nice men. They were very nice. Yeah, we were teasing them.
What did you say to them?
I can't remember. What we'd done
to them. Are you not going to remember, is it?
Oh, I can't remember what we said to them.
But there was banter and fun then.
Oh, yes, it? Yes, it was both of them.
Did they play any sort of tricks on new girls who came to the factory?
You don't remember
anything like that at
all? No, they didn't do it to us any year.
Right.
They were very good to us, yeah. Mm-hmm. And all for new, they were showing us what to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's how you learnt, is
yes.
From watching others?
Yeah. Right. And they were tennis, yeah.
Okay.
No, they weren't doing anything like that.
Okay. Was there, then you moved on to Metoy. What was the difference between Fisher Price and Metoy? You know, what did you say? Was there something, did you notice a lot of difference? Or?
Oh, yes, you see a lot of difference. As regards for the toys, because Metoy were making more cars and things. When Fisher Price, they were making more different things.
Mm-hmm.
And And it was I fancied it was easy to make than metoys myself, because you could put little things with the cars and things like that, like, you know.
So yeah. What did you do in metoy? What exactly were you doing? You were on the line again.
Yeah,
you?
I was on the line. Oh, I can't remember what that was. What
were you working on the cars or?
Oh, some cars, I know.
Right.
Yeah, some. I'm trying to remember what you had. Oh, we were doing those tops, you know, you press down, they spin. Remember those?
Oh, yes.
We were doing them as well. Now, what's something coming to me now? we're making them as well. I can't remember what else.
Oh, we those made were made of metal.
Yes, that was metal, right? That is, yeah. See. Yeah. So we were making them there. Not only cars, we were making other things, which I can't remember, because of cars we were doing and that. Top we were doing as well. Mm. And what else were we doing? Oh, and the roundabout, the what do you call them? The swings on them, you know. We were doing them as well.
So this was much more smaller?
Radically, yes.
Right.
Not only cars we were doing other things as well there in Metoys. Mm.
So you moved around to
yeah.
different things?
Yeah.
Did you find it more fussy work or...?
Well, it is with little things we got had to put in, yes. It was very tricky, some of them was.
Right. Did you enjoy that better? Which would you enjoy most, the Fisher Price or metal?
Oh, no, I think Fisher Price was the best as for toys.
Mm.
Yeah.
And as a place to work, you know?
Yeah, they were good, yeah. They were nice there. Mm. Yeah. Well, because it was, there wasn't many there, because it was a small place, see, so...
What happened then? Why did that close?
I don't know. I don't know why they closed. I suppose they couldn't afford the materials or something like that. And yet they are still making them.
Did the whole factory closed?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, all of them is closed down there now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything down there now.
So Metro didn't take over the Fisher Price?
No.
They were next door anyway?
Yeah, they were next door, see.
Right.
They were there already there before then.
Right.
But I don't know how long the Fisher Price was there, mind. I don't know.
So with the Metro, with the Fisher Price, were you given any redundancy pay, you know? How long did you, when did you hear about it? And were you given any pay, and what was the difference then?
Oh, I can't remember. No, we didn't have redundant from them, no. It's only from Metro's we had. No, I can't remember that.
So you were told that...
you
were told that it was closing?
Yeah, and we had to go over... Well, it's up to you if we want to go over to Metoys. But we did go for a while to part-time. But then it came then that you had to go full-time. So either that or you had to leave.
So did quite a few leave then,
didn't
they?
No, the few left them because they had children there, of course, and they didn't have nobody to look after them.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my friend stopped for a while, and she left as well. So I stayed on.
So how long were you in Metoy for? Do you remember what time you left when you left that? Left there?
Well, we were in Major Dundas in 1973. See, so...
Right.
Can't
that
remember.
Was from Fisher Price, was
no,
it?
No, from Metoys. I can't remember what year we went from Fisher Price to Metoys. Okay. I can't remember. But I remember, I looked it up, it was 1973 that we made redundant in Metoys.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it'd be about, let's say, 9 or 10 years there.
All right.
Sure to be. It could be less, mind.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you given any sort of training at all of what to do in Metoys?
No.
Nothing at all?
No, they show you and then they stay by you to see that you was doing it right, like, see?
Okay. And did you have to wear a uniform at all in Metoy either?
No.
Neither, okay. And was that because you were working with metal and smaller things? Was that more dangerous, or you know, could you have an accident doing that? Or
no, I don't think so. No,
because you know today health and safety is important.
Yeah,
was that a factor then, or
no? I don't think it was so much then. It is now. No, I don't think it was.
Okay. Would you say that you know, the working in Met Doys or in Fisher Price has affected your health in any way?
Well, it didn't affect mine any.
I don't think it has.
No.
Right, okay.
No.
And when you were working now in Fisher Price, did you work every day of the week, or was it just Monday to Friday, or what did you do?
No, we worked, if first I wanted us to come in on a Saturday, we were going in on a Saturday as well to have, what do you call it now?
It was extra pay?
Yeah. I can't remember what you call it now. Yeah, we were having extra then by going in on a Saturday, see.
Right. That was something extra?
Yes, but a bit extra then, okay. See. Yes.
So there was shifts, obviously, in these factories.
Oh, yes.
What were the other shifts then? You know, you started at 9:30. Did the other girls go off then?
Or? Oh, yes, they finished then. No, they well, 9:30, little 3:30 mm. was supposed to be then. They did have shifts there. They had afternoons and evenings there, see.
Right. Did they have night shift as well?
Yeah, they get night shift at Met Doys, yeah. Mm, okay. Yeah, they get night shift as well.
So did you have bank holiday off, do you know, would that have been a...
Yeah, I think we did.
Did you work on a bank holiday at all? Christmas and...
Oh yeah, well, I think we had them off. Mm-hmm. We had them
right.
off.
So the extra pay, the day, time and a half? Or
yeah, time and a half, something like that. Then.
Did you work on Sundays at all?
No, we don't never work on Sundays, no, only on Saturdays. Right. Well, there was no buses on Sundays then, yeah.
No.
On a Saturday, that. Yeah.
Right. You know, as a job, would you have said that it was boring or
monotonous?
No.
Not boring at all.
Right.
You couldn't have got time to go, but it'd be boring.
It was hard work then?
It was hard work, yes. It keeps you going then. Mm. Especially if you've got to do your target, you've got to go quick.
Right. And you didn't have any choice about leaving either factory. Both was did the Met Doys close? Is that why you... The factory closed, is that why you were made redundant in?
Yeah, they were making, yes, they were
making,
yes,
well.
That was closing as well,
right,
see.
So both factories closed.
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Did you feel sad that you were leaving?
Yes, I did feel a bit sad because I did enjoy myself there and the money was handy as well.
And was there sort of friendship with the other girls?
Oh, yes, there was a friendship for them as well, yeah.
Have you kept in touch with some of the girls there?
No, I haven't. Some of them I've seen Douglas sign then, but well, most of them are gone now as well.
Yeah. So you didn't have a sort of retirement gift or?
No.
Because
no, they didn't give us that, no.
Oh, right.
Didn't give us anything.
And then, did they have things like social club at all in Met Doys?
No.
No, nothing like that?
No, they didn't have nothing like that, no.
Football teams or cricket teams or anything?
Nothing like that,
no. The bosses didn't bring people together at all?
No.
Did you see the bosses at
all? No, we'd never seen them.
All right, just the supervisor?
The girls, we never saw the men.
Right, what about the foreman? Was he around? He was around?
Yeah, he was around sometimes, yes. If there's any problems with the machines or things like that, you can have a look at it.
Mm. So who mended the machines? Would that be men?
Well, yeah, we got men. Well, some of them are young boys come there as well, you know, to do jobs there as well.
Where did the other girls come from who worked there? You know, did they come from Gosselin,
Lacha? Well, when we were in Fish and Price, they were coming from Port Albert. Some of them are, yeah, from Port Albert. They had a bus then coming from there, see. But they were all over the shop, really. But I know them from Port Albert because we were always together then on the line, like, see. And the majority of them in Swansea.
And the language was English, was it? Or
Welsh
at all?
I haven't heard, didn't hear anybody speaking Welsh. Most likely they was their mind, but I didn't hear anything.
Right. What about the Swansea girls? Were they?
They were all right. Yeah, they were all right.
I've heard stories about some of the Swansea girls.
Well, they can be nasty mind, but they're good to work with mind. Mm. Yeah, they're good to work with, but don't cross them.
What is the language like in the factory? You know, is there a bit of blue language
there? No, there was nothing like that there, fair dues, no. Nothing like that there, no.
Okay.
No.
Right. So, when you look back now at the, you know, the days in the factory, what stays in your mind, you know, when you look back at your memory goes back to those times? What are the most interesting or important things that you remember of that time?
Well, when I started in Fish and Price in the way, and making those toys. That's what I can remember, making that little dog and things like that. And the women as well, you know, going out. And one time we were going, they were taking us to, what's that name now? We had to go to another factory to do something there. I can't remember where it was though. But we had to have a bus to go. But we never done anything there. So we enjoyed that. We were in the bus, having fun in the bus. We were. Not in Port Talbot.
So you were supposed to be showing another company, another group, how to do things, were you, or just meeting up with them?
No, I think it's to show them how to do some toys there. But I can't. I'm trying to picture where it was. But anyway, we would get there, but we didn't do anything in there. We were sitting outside. It was a lovely day. We just sat on the wall and talking there. We never went in the factory. I don't know what was... They were doing something inside the factory or something, so we couldn't do nothing. So we sat outside and we enjoyed... And we were buying ice cream then and having some ice cream as well. Where was it? I can't remember what it was.
So did they organise any trips out at all for you, you know, like a trip in the summer or something? Any parties for children and
anything? No, nothing like that. Only that time we went out together for the women for Santa for Christmas.
And what about if you wanted to buy some of those toys, could you do that? You know, you had children.
Oh, yes, you can buy them, yes.
Come on, was there any pilfering? Come on, I want to know.
It might have been.
What happened? Go on.
Well, some of them were taking some of the cars with them, but they were broken. No, they weren't what to call cars, proper
They're
cars.
Seconds.
They were seconds. Right. They were seconds, they
so
were.
So we were
taking them.
They were borrowing these, were they?
Yeah, they were taking them.
But was there a shop there that you could go and buy?
Oh, yes, there was a shop there you can buy. See, yeah, there was a shop.
Were they cheaper there? Then?
Yeah, they were cheaper for us, because we were working there. They could buy them a lot of toys there if we wanted them, yeah.
But did you, you know, were your friends in Lucca, did they ask you to buy some for them, you know, for Christmas and things? Were you allowed to do that?
Oh, yes, we were allowed to do that. If I tell them that they, in the shop, that they got such of their things, then they ask them, well, no, to get them for them for Christmas, then you giving me the money and I was getting them for them then.
Were you getting them a little bit cheaper?
Yeah, I was getting them a bit cheaper then, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was some pilfering going on there, was there?
Well, second-hand ones, aye. Well, they didn't want that, so they might as well have it, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, only thrown away they'd be. Mm.
Okay, lovely. Okay, then I think that's it. Really.
Is that it?
Yes.